We have time for one more quick question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book, and this is it. What does it mean when the Bible says someone lived for 930 years? It said of Adam in Genesis 5:5, "And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died." That's a very long time to live, but Adam did not live the longest. That distinction belongs to Methuselah. We read of his lifespan in Genesis 5:27. "And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died." That's a very long life, isn't it? I can't say that I would want to live that long on the earth. But when the Bible mentions the ages of these men, it is literal. Adam actually lived to be 930 years old. Methuselah actually lived to be 969 years old. It does sound odd that men once used to live so long. Before the flood that the Lord sent upon the earth because of its great sinfulness, men lived much longer than they do today. After the flood, man's lifespan began to quickly dwindle. I encourage you to read Genesis 5 and note the lifespans of those in that chapter. Then read Genesis 11, which speaks of incidents after the flood. You'll notice that the lifespans of men there are much less than before the flood. Psalm 90 is a prayer of Moses, who is called the man of God. We read in Psalm 90, verse 10, that the days of our years are 70 years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet it is their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Now this is given to us as a normal lifespan, although Moses himself lived longer than this. Deuteronomy 34:7 says, "And Moses was 120 years old when he died." So, although people used to live much longer before the flood, the average lifespan today is 70 years or possibly 80 years.